Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. So if I understand the final story there, China lied to us? The Chinese government lied about when the Wuhan coronavirus was hitting China? My gosh, whoever would have thunk that? They misled the world? Oh, now I never would have expected that. I'm telling you right now, I am shocked. And somewhere around here, I have my shocked and surprised face. And as soon as I find it, I'm going to put it on. You know who else said that the Chinese government was lying to the world? Oh, that despicable Donald Trump. God, what a moron he is, right? And we hear, oh, he's just the dumbest president. Why would anybody listen to him? He's an idiot. He doesn't know anything. We have to believe the Chinese. And they were with the World Health Organization. Oh, look at that. Gosh, shocking. Just shocking. And yet, I'm looking at information from the market, and the market seems okay. Now, when we talk about business, we talk about the market, we talk about the economy. My go-to guy, as you know, is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. And we actually chat with Carl every Monday, and this is no exception. Carl, thank you for being here, my friend.
Good to be here, and I don't have my shocked face on.
You don't? Well, jeez, Carl, you sound so... All right, so you are not taken aback by any of that. Let me ask you whether you are taken aback by the market. Is the market aware of how crazy things are in the United States at this particular moment?
Doesn't seem like it, so that one might be a little more shocking, how it's just bringing itself right on back. And NASDAQ hitting an all-time high just shortly after this whole lockdown thing. Now, it makes a little more sense for the NASDAQ because it's got all the tech stocks and they performed a little better through this whole pandemic thing. But the rest of the market's coming back pretty good. Now, I think part of it is the Fed supporting any kind of issue that might crop up. And probably some expectation that more stimulus is around the corner if it's needed. Oh. So those are positive.
Now, let me stop you for a second, Carl, because I thought that I had either read somewhere or heard somewhere that with the market doing as well as it is, and with, 2.5 million jobs created during the last reporting period, that folks were saying in D.C., yeah, obviously no reason for us to do another round of stimulus checks.
You know, did you see the somebody was just telling me there was an article that just came out that said they were off about 4.9 million on that jobs report?
Now, hang on. Was that they were off 4.9 million to the good side or the bad side?
Bad side.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
they don't correct it, though. You know, they wait until the next jobs report, and then it sort of supposed to self-correct.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we'll see. Yeah, okay. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah, now that is interesting. So what is going on in terms of the market? And here's what I am curious about. I don't know the traditional sorts of stocks that would be performing well, but every time that I've been out at a retail store and there are now big chunks of plexiglass separating me from the clerks and me from the cashiers, I'm thinking, man, if I owned stock in a plexiglass company, I'd have way more money today than I did about 6 months ago.
When you said you should have bought that hand sanitizer.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
So we're probably going to get some bad earnings reports from quite a few of these companies.
Okay.
But maybe the market is just feeling like maybe it's not going to be as bad as originally thought.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so, there seems to be some very optimistic sentiment going on in the market right now. Now, of course, the market was, before all this pandemic hit, was doing really well. So
yeah.
That helped it.
Do you normally find optimists inside of the market?
No, it's probably a little more pessimistic in general.
Yeah.
Looking for the possible bad stuff. So it's, so I said I have a little bit of my shocked face on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
for how well it's doing. Yeah. It's just very surprising.
It is surprising. So what about retirement? You know, we talk a lot about folks who are in the market, but not directly. You know, we've got a 401k or an IRA or the 403b or the other sort of stuff. Where are those folks today?
So this is, so they're coming back, but you know, the Dow was about 30,000. It came back to, it's at 27.5 now, so it's still down. The S&P is coming, is only about 4% off of its high, and then as so, if they own kind of a mixture of things, they should be decently coming back, and at least at a level where I think if you're getting close to retirement or in retirement, and this whole thing really spooked you,
yeah,
then this is a great opportunity to change your allocation. When things are up is when you want to make changes if you want to go to a little bit more safety.
Okay, now what do you mean by that? Is that, does that mean you move out of stocks and into bonds?
Not necessarily bonds. Right now, I would say our favored thing right now is annuities, fixed indexed annuities, and you can get those for growth. There's no fees on them. And they link, they have linkage to the stock market, but you can't lose money, but they give you a share of how much it's up. And because right now, I think bonds, the interest rates are at all-time lows. And if bonds go, if the interest rates go up, bonds, their values go down. So probably not a good time to be rolling into bonds unless it's just short-term government bonds that you're holding on to reallocate maybe down the road here. I think there could potentially be a 3 to 4 month time period before a possible second round of this coronavirus hits.
Okay.
So this, there could be a time that you should really, really be studying, where am I at? What does my risk position look like? And if I need to make a change, you've got some time, but you need to get focused on it now.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Carl, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. As you know, every Monday, Carl drops by. We chat a little bit about, well, about the economy in general, and I suppose the performance in the market in particular. We're not giving stock tips. But again, I look at areas that 6-8 months ago probably were not on anybody's radar. Plexiglass. I feel like I'm channeling The Graduate. Remember plastics? It's all, you know, the future's in plastic. Well, plexiglass has become the growth thing. Every time I go into Food Lion, I now feel that I'm in some super duper secure place with the bank teller plexiglass that separates me from the cashier. And now they're wearing hoods, and they've got face masks, and they got rubber gloves. And I do a lot of head shaking at this point, because I look at the numbers, and I look at the fatality rate, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, if you are 85, 86, 90 years old, and you get this, yeah, you're probably toast. And that's a terrible thing to say. But if you get the flu at 85, 90 years old, you're probably not going to survive it. So I personally think it has been a huge overreaction. I think it has been blown way the heck out of proportion. And I think the takeaway from this is that we crashed the economy. We did. There was a choice made. Now, we were lied to, right? We were told, well, we're going to flatten the curve. We're going to stay at home for 15 days, 20 days, 25 days. And how many days? What is it, 13 weeks now? 13 weeks, and yet the same health experts telling us that you are going to die of coronavirus tomorrow are saying, oh yeah, you could have thousands of people show up for a march, for an anti-police rally. Oh yeah, you'll be fine with that. But let you go to church? Oh, baby, now we got to pull the reins in a little bit. Can't have those people of faith getting together. There's no telling what sort of stuff they could spread. I'm tired of it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.